The Neon Desert Music Festival, Creative Kids, and Mima Music have come together to create Border Beats, a children's music program that will launch this spring at Providence Memorial Hospital. Today, we'll learn more about the program and how local musicians can participate. My guest is Andrea Gates-Engel of Creative Kids. Welcome, Miss Andrea.
Thank you.
So congratulations on getting this program off the ground.
I know. That only took 5 years, but we got it.
Hey, it was the goal. Because I remember talking about that when Neon Desert started, they said, we really want to do a music program.
Yes.
But then, you know, they also kind of have to put together a festival, and it was new to the community. But you guys were on board from the beginning.
Yeah, and even before Neon Desert, we've always wanted to do
a
music program, and talking with Jim and other people in the community, and it was just something we've been wanting to do. Just we needed some fuel, and so once we got organized with Neon Desert, the momentum really got us going. And then the great thing is a portion of their proceeds from the festival, a portion goes to this program, so that's exciting and fun. And
well, yeah, it gives you legs, right?
And yeah, so that's what really propelled us this last festival. Some of the VIP ticket sales were going to this program. And so we just got a $5,000 grant from Neon Desert to start Border Beats. And so we just completed a week training. We had 12 instructors apply, and we had two of the MIMA instructors, musicians from New York, come down. And it was an intensive 5-day training. And everyone was super engaged. They loved it. It was beautiful sounds coming out of the Olo Gallery. Oh, we have the best video and clips. So it's just really exciting to know that this is finally coming to fruition.
So how is the program going to work? I've done Girls Rock Camp where they put you into a group, you form a band, you write a song, and you kind of learn everything. Is this learning an instrument, or do you kind of do, what's the philosophy?
Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing. They don't have to any background in music or know an instrument. Because the unique thing we're doing, we're starting it with pediatric oncology patients at Providence. And so, as you know, we have an art program, visual art program with those kids. That's very therapeutic and healing. And so we think the music, that's why we're starting it with the patients at Providence. They will be in a small group because as with the hospital, it's you never know the census. There could be two kids or it could be 12. So it's not them really picking up an instrument and you're going to learn the violin for the next 10 weeks.
Or
they get to pick different instruments, even if they'd like to sing. They did this humming exercise, which was beautiful. Just hearing people hum, it was magical. So it's really just having them be engaged in different instruments and singing and just creating some beautiful sounds.
Now, I've seen the way you all teach art to these oncology patients, and it's interesting, and you're right. They don't have any experience, and then when they leave the room, they've walked away with this beautiful piece of art. So it sounds like you're doing that, but with music now.
Yeah, exactly. When we found MIMA, thanks to Neon Desert, they connected us, and it's beautiful because it's what Creative Kids is doing is what MIMA's doing in New York, but with music and vice versa. So we just, like, naturally fit and been in these meetings for months and months and months. And so we both have the same philosophies and teaching and our styles. And so it was a no-brainer. And then the two instructors they sent down here were just really great guys. They're actually still here. They love El Paso. And so they're staying a couple of days extra. And so they're actually at the gallery right now just volunteering. And so just a beautiful organization, people with great hearts. And so it was great that they were able to teach these 12 new instructors that will be on board the same philosophies, and we're excited to get going.
It's going to start at the hospital with your oncology patients, but there will be an opportunity for kids in the community to participate as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we'll start at Providence first. Just we're going to start small just because that's our most solid program that we think we can have an engaging audience to start and pilot it and tweak it from there. And then in the summer, we're going to start opening it. We have Saturday classes at the gallery that open to the general public. So we'll be doing that there. And then also we're trying to integrate it into our migrant program that we do every summer. The beautiful thing is now we get to offer a menu of different mediums that we can offer. And so little by little, we'll be integrating it into our different programs throughout the community, like our migrant program or our program out in Fabens, after school program, things like that. So just we're trying to start it small and then grow from there.
Well, no, and that's the way to do it, right? Just natural and baby steps.
Yes.
So you guys have a lot of stuff going on other than this Border Beats. And since I have you here, I figure we can touch on the public art that's that's going in downtown.
Finally, that's been in the process for almost 2 years. And so now we're finally like seeing the finished product. It will be going up this week. The piñatas are metal sculpture piñatas that'll be underneath the Durango pedestrian pathway bridge. And the kids were able to help Stephen and Adrian, our instructors, just help design. And then, of course, we had it fabricated in Canutillo. And then right now, the kids, as we speak, are painting these ginormous, gigantic murals. They're beautiful. And those will also be going up on the pathway. And those are going up the following week. And so they're almost done. We're so close. And so I've been wanting everyone to let me get sneak peeks and put it on Facebook. But
they want to wait.
They want to have a grand finale and see it all in their one big grand scheme. So we're excited. Finally, that was another project that took almost 2 years.
Yeah, you all don't take on little things, do you? Is that in your vernacular? Is that something you all think of?
Not but it's so exciting because the kids are really excited to see something that's going up permanently, which is really, really neat. And their names will be on it. And so they have been putting so much time and effort. I'm talking like every day after school till 8 o'clock at night, weekends.
It's teaching them the true passion for the arts.
Yeah. And so we have these kids and we don't make them. They don't have to be there, but they're like, no, we've got to get this done. Let's do it.
And so, well, and then to be a part of something like that too. I mean, yeah. I can only imagine getting high off of that, you know.
It's so exciting. Yes.
Well, very cool. Well, my guest today has been Andrea Gates Engel from Creative Kids. And we've been talking about their brand new program called Border Beats that is happening in collaboration with the Neon Desert Music Festival, Creative Kids and MIMA Music. They will be kicking it off at Providence Memorial Hospital and then taking it to the community. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marina.